Susan, Governor Snyder gave his first State of the State address post re-election this week. How did he set up his priorities for the new term?
Well, the governor obviously, like most governors, spent a lot of time talking about his accomplishments. He also talked about, obviously, road funding, which has been a signature issue, and we have no idea how that will turn out with the May ballot initiative. But probably what got the most attention for his new priorities would be his River of Opportunity theme, where he's talking about totally revamping social services in this state.
Ken, what stood out for you in the address?
This River of Opportunity, I think there's something really significant behind it that really hasn't been talked much about. It's kind of a clunky phrase, but really, I think what he did is he issued a challenge to his Republican colleagues in the legislature on the need to address inequality of opportunity. And like I said, I think it got kind of confused with that sort of clunky phrase and tying it to reorganizing government. If he had talked about anti-poverty or income inequality or the need for an upwardly mobile society, people would have understood what he was talking about. But I think that's what he did. This is a fundamental challenge to the legislature on the need to deal with those issues.
Now, Susan, we know the Michigan legislature increased its majority, its Republican majority during the last election, but it also shifted more conservative. So what kind of potential challenges does that present for the governor?
Well, that could present some substantial challenges on whatever this River of Opportunity plan will look like in action. Now, I assume that there will be many parts that will be on the executive order level and the administration level as far as reorganizing departments. But if he's talking about dealing with programs and changing existing legislation, obviously social services and the anti-poverty issue, they're not exactly centerpieces of the Republican Party today, and they have not been priority for the Tea Party sect. So we'll have to see how this plays out.
Now, Ken, this wouldn't be the first time Governor Snyder has come up against some tension between himself and his own party. What are we looking at moving forward?
Well, I think that's going to be one of the fundamental dynamics is his relationship with a more conservative Republican legislature. The 800-pound gorilla in the room, though, until May, is this road ballot proposal. But he's not going to get any resistance on reorganizing state government. But if he really means, as I think he does, to deal with sort of this haves versus have-nots in our society, then that issue could be somewhat confrontational with his Republican colleagues.
Susan, as work in the legislature begins in earnest this term, what will you be looking for?
Well, I'm obviously eager to see what will happen in May, because I think that that will determine so much of what the rest of the year's agenda will be like. I would imagine that the governor will take on this reorganization of social services and he will take on next year's budget. But I think everybody is just holding their breath to see how the May ballot question turns out.
And Ken, what will you be watching for as we look ahead?
Well, he's got a budget issue he's got to deal with. But then, as Susan says, the May ballot proposal on roads, because it has implications throughout the budget and other policy areas, that's really the focus in the next weeks and months ahead.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is Publisher of Inside Michigan Politics. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.